Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
Almeida.
Tony, it's me. Kyle's dead. He was suffering so badly. No one should have to go through what he did. There are children upstairs who are going to die in agony.
Michelle, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do for them right now.
Actually, there is.
Suicide capsules for the people down at the hotel.
It's against every regulation in the book.
Yeah.
Do it.
Get out!
It's on this computer file. What server did you store it on?
A5. Chase, we got a bomb.
How much time?
None.
I got it! Go! Go!
Chappelle.
Ryan, it's Jack. Almost the entire MI6 office has just been wiped out.
What?
One of the things that Saunders was trying to destroy was all the information that MI6 had gathered on him. I managed to retrieve the hard drive. Have you got anything yet?
I'm trying to follow the money trail.
What do you want?
To give you your next assignment.
There's a man named Ryan Chappelle, regional director of CTU.
I want him killed.
It's out of the question.
Before you decide, you might want to drop by the Chandler Plaza Hotel.
Take a good look at what's happening. Then imagine the same event taking place at hundreds of locations all over the country.
You're insane.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
This office isn't above the law. How can I justify authorizing the murder of an innocent man?
David, we're fighting a war. Ryan Chappelle is not a civilian.
I still can't order him to be killed.
So what's the alternative? Yes, David, I know it's extreme. I realize that. But it's the only move we have here.
Look at what's happening right now down at the Chandler Plaza. This man Saunders has proven that he will use his virus to inflict mass casualties if you don't do what he says.
How long am I supposed to let Saunders dictate my actions? How long do I allow him to hold this country hostage?
Until we catch him.
And what if we don't?
We will. But until we do, your only option is to sacrifice Chappelle.
Chappelle sits at his desk, poring over data retrieved from Amador's captured laptop. Jack bounds in wearing body armor.
I handed the hard drive from MI6 over to the IT lab. They're sorting through the data now.
London wants you to debrief them on what went down with MI6.
Are we any closer to finding Saunders?
He's using a scrambler phone to contact the president. Adam says it can take up to 24 hours to trace his location.
And that's the only search protocol we've got going?
Saunders transferred money to Amador using a server somewhere in Los Angeles. I'm trying to follow Amador's money trail to see if it leads back to Saunders.
But you haven't turned up anything yet?
No. The computer we confiscated from the Go Club in Chinatown is a dead end. I'm trying to backtrace payments made to Saunders' offshore accounts.
Okay, fine.
Jack, the president's office is holding for you.
I haven't transferred the call down here.
He has to speak to you in private. He's on the line at Station 7.
Excuse me.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency.
This is Bauer.
Agent Bauer, please hold for the President. Mr. President, I have Jack Bauer for you.
Jack?
Mr. President.
Are you alone right now?
Yes, sir.
Saunders called me a few minutes ago. He's made another demand.
What is that?
This is a hard one, Jack. So I'm going to be as direct as I can be. He wants Ryan Chappelle dead.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
He wants his body delivered to the train yard downtown.
Why would Saunders want Chappelle dead?
I don't know. He wouldn't give me a reason. But he was emphatic about the consequences if this demand wasn't met. Jack, I feel as though I'm crossing a line that I will never be able to step back from.
So then you've made your decision, sir.
Unless you can suggest a way to handle this.
What time is this supposed to happen?
7 o'clock.
Maybe I can find Saunders before that.
That's in less than an hour.
Yes, I know, sir. I should get going.
Jack, I'm sorry to put this on you, but I didn't know who else to call.
I understand, sir. I'll get back to you.
Chloe, what are you doing right now to help find Saunders?
Actually, we're relaying our data streams to Division.
Why are you sending them there?
Well, they're the hub now. Chappelle has them gathering information for us, DOD, MI6.
No, forget about that. I want you to mirror everything they're doing and start your search from here.
Okay, what kind of search?
Well, what's the largest base of knowledge we have on Saunders?
Financial.
Okay, follow the bank trails.
We'll have to clear it with Chappelle.
No, you can't do that.
He gave the order. He outranks you, Jack.
Chloe, you're gonna do what I ask you, okay? And you're not gonna let Chappelle know. You got it?
No, I don't got it. He's mad at me for like 12 things. I'm not gonna add that
Chloe.
To the list.
Chloe, I wouldn't ask you to do it like this if it wasn't very important. Okay, so please, just do this for me.
Fine.
Thank you.
End of part one. The hazmat ward.
Nearly a third of the people in this hotel are symptomatic, and it's getting worse every minute.
They should have the choice to end their own lives.
The capsule should be there soon.
Tony?
Yeah?
I realize we've both been talking around this, but...
if my test comes back positive...
Michelle, don't go there.
Sweetheart, we both know my chances of survival are low.
You still have a chance, and while there's still a chance, I don't want to talk about this.
Okay.
Okay. No matter what, I just want you to know. The last 3 years have been the best years of my life.
I should be there with you.
You are.
No, it's not the same.
The best thing you can do for me right now is to make sure those capsules get here.
I'll do my best.
I know you will.
Tony stares desolately at his cell phone. As Michelle becomes aware of her surroundings, her eye catches the figure of a young girl holding hands with her attentive mother. The sight of her frightened face is too much for her to bear.
Tony, I need to speak to you.
Michelle?
Yeah?
Did she get her test results back yet?
No, they won't have them back for another hour yet. What's going on?
Do you know Saunders and Chappelle had any history if their paths had ever crossed?
Not that I'm aware of. What kind of connection are you looking for?
The kind that would make Saunders want Chappelle killed. Because that's exactly what he just ordered the president to do. By 7 a.m., he wants Ryan Chappelle dead.
Why?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And the president put this on you.
Jack buries his face in his hands.
I don't know what I'm going to do if we don't find Saunders by 7.
Have you told Ryan about this?
No, not yet.
Well, I should probably change his security clearance before you do.
You really think he's a flight risk?
We can't take the chance right now.
We have to find Saunders. I'll get Chappelle to send all his data over to Chloe. You prep her and whoever else you can spare to sort through it.
All right, they're going to want to know what's going on.
They don't need to know.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Field Ops O'Brien.
Chloe.
Yeah?
I need you to put all your protocols on hold for the next hour.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Chappelle.
What did the president want to talk to you about?
You.
Me? What about me?
Ryan, come with me. Just take a seat.
609. Jack accompanies Chappelle into his office and shuts the door firmly behind them.
What's going on here, Jack?
Saunders called in with another demand.
What does he want now?
Jack looks away.
Jack!
He wants you killed.
This is some kind of a joke?
It's no joke, Ryan. He's threatened to release the virus into the main population unless we deliver your body by 7 a.m.
Did Palmer actually go along with this?
My God, Jack!
He's proven he'll use the virus. The president had no choice.
So he sent you to kill me?
Not if we can find Saunders by 7 a.m.
Oh, great. That gives us a lot of time, doesn't it? I don't understand this. Why me?
We don't know. Ryan, I need you to think real hard. Do you have any past connection with Saunders that we don't know about?
No! The first time I heard the name Stephen Saunders was today.
The money transactions that you've been investigating, that's what must have triggered this.
I haven't had a chance to trace them to Saunders yet.
Well, the fact that he wants you dead proves that they lead back to him.
And you expect to figure this out by 7 o'clock?
Finding Saunders in time is the only way to keep you alive. And I will use everything at my disposal to do that. Ryan, I need your help. I need all your files, and I mean everything, sent over to Chloe's desk so she can start going through it.
Chappelle agrees and calmly sits back at his desk to transfer data to Chloe. Jack places a friendly hand on Ryan's shoulder.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
As Jack leaves, he passes Tony on the concourse, who throws a concerned look into Chappelle's office. Chappelle works hard to save his life. 6:16. Jack hurries back.
What have you got?
I found Saunders' offshore bank account in the Caymans. I was able to access his account information off their network, but it's encrypted. Another brick wall.
Just send it over to Chloe's desk. If anyone can break the encryption, she can.
Not in the time that we have.
You don't know that, Ryan.
It has to be now, Jack. Now. This is it. Don't you understand?
Oh, of course you understand. You're the one who's going to kill me.
We're doing everything we can.
Don't you realize the possibility that this might not even be relevant? Saunders knows if he kills me, it doesn't kill the investigation. You might want me dead for something else I know. Something I haven't made a connection with yet.
Well, then think, Ryan, think. But don't give in to this bastard. With all of us working together, we're going to find this guy, okay? Send the encrypted account over to Chloe's desk. I'll explain it to her. Come on.
Chloe, Ryan's forwarding a file to you.
Chappelle returns to his laptop and sends the encrypted file to Chloe. 6:17. Back of the hotel, large numbers of people begin to show symptoms and are herded into a plastic isolation tent. Michelle stands by, powerless to help. Phillips is brought in. Blood pours from his nose onto his shirt. Michelle looks at him with pity and helplessness.
Please let me call my wife.
I'm sorry, we're still under orders to keep what's going on secret so we don't create a panic.
Yeah, I won't tell her anything, and your people can listen in.
That order comes directly from the president.
I have done everything I can do to help you, please. I just want to hear her voice, please.
Sorry.
Sarah?
I'm so sorry.
A hazmat worker accompanies Phillips into the isolation tent. Michelle gathers her strength for an official announcement.
Can I have your attention, please? What I'm about to tell you will be difficult to hear. But it's important that you have all the information so you can each make your own decision. First, I want all of you to know that once symptoms of infection appear, there is no chance of recovery. As the virus progresses, it attacks the body's organs and major blood vessels. This process is extremely painful. The estimated time of death is within 6 hours. I'm telling you all of this as directly as possible because we can offer each of you an alternative. Some pills that you can take that will basically make you feel like you're going to sleep. It It will be up to each one of you to decide when and if you want to use these drugs. They will be available shortly. Thank you.
Dr. Sunny Mesa pulls Michelle aside.
Michelle, we have a situation. A woman came forward to tell us she can't find the man she was here with. She hasn't seen him for a few hours.
Are you sure he's not in isolation?
Yeah, we let her look.
What's his name?
That's part of the problem. She claims she doesn't know.
I'm Agent Michelle Dessler.
I'm Kathy McCartney.
You realize how important it is that we account for everyone who may have been infected?
Yes, that's why I came forward.
We need you to be completely honest.
I am. All I know is that his name is Bill, and I'm not even sure if that's real.
What do you mean?
We met tonight at a club on Hill, and we really connected, so we decided to come here.
Who booked the room?
I did.
Do you remember the last time you saw him?
We fell asleep together in the room, and when the fire alarm woke me up, he was gone.
Do you remember what time you fell asleep?
I know exactly. I looked at the clock.
It was 4:02. Stay here, please. Sunny, she's right about the time. And this man was in the hotel when the virus was released. And he got out of the building before it was completely locked down.
Is it possible he's hiding somewhere in the hotel?
No. We've accounted for everyone in the guest rooms, and we've done an infrared sweep of all the public areas. Ed, get a forensic team up to her room. Dust for prints.
There'll be dozens of people's prints in there.
Just do it.
This is Agent Miller. We need a forensic team right now.
Kathy, I need you to come with me.
Why?
You need to show me every surface that Bill may have touched. Come on.
621, CTU.
Thanks.
Chloe needs as much processing power as she can get. I need you to open up another socket in the network for her.
How's he doing? He's scared. All right, Chase has a strike team assembled. They're ready to go as soon as we get a location on Saunders. Also, I ordered you a helicopter from Air Tactical. Train yards all the way across town. We can't afford to be slowed down by rush hour traffic.
Okay, good.
I'll get the socket open.
Thanks a lot.
Jack, the bank used deep encryption. We're going to have to use a password crack.
How long is that going to take?
It could take as long as 90 minutes.
We don't have that much time.
I'm doing the best I can. Maybe it would help if you told us why this is overriding our other protocols.
The only thing you need to know is I need these files decrypted now.
Well, I'm doing my very best. Your tone of voice is not exactly a morale booster.
Chloe, please just do it.
Here, let me help you. Okay, good idea. Send it to my station.
Jack notices that Chappelle is missing from his office. He looks around, but cannot see him anywhere.
Ryan.
6:22. Chappelle quietly makes his way towards the security exit.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chappelle. We're not allowed to let you leave.
What?
Please return to CTU, sir.
Who the hell do you
we
think...
We have orders.
From who? I'm regional director. I countermand any order you've been given.
Ryan.
What the hell's going on here, Jack? Why aren't I being allowed to leave the building? You think I'm trying to run? I'm going outside to smoke a cigarette. I wouldn't condemn millions of people to death so I could live.
Let me see the cigarettes. These men will escort you back to holding.
I don't think so.
I'm not asking, Ryan. Under the authority given to me by the President of the United States, I am ordering you.
Chappelle humbugs for a moment, but finally acquiesces to the inevitable. He reaches into his pocket, indignantly places a packet of open cigarettes in Jack's hand, and heads back to CTU in the charge of two security guards. 6:23. End of part two. Part 3. 6:28. Kathy's hotel room.
Tony, it's me. We have a problem.
We just determined the man who was exposed to the virus got out of the hotel.
Son of a bitch, how'd that happen?
He must have slipped out right before we reinforced the perimeter. It's likely he had no idea he'd been exposed.
Have you notified health services?
Yeah, they're aware of the situation. The problem is we don't know who he is. He wasn't a registered guest.
What was he doing inside the hotel?
having a one-night stand. The woman he was with came forward.
Any sign of him on the surveillance cameras?
Nothing at the front desk, and no one seems to have seen him come or go.
What are we doing to find him?
Our best shot to ID him is off prints. We've already pulled dozens from all the obvious surfaces, light switches, bathroom fixtures.
All right, look, send the prints over to us. We'll work them up. See where else you can find off this woman.
Got it.
That's all I can remember.
Okay.
I'm sorry I can't be more helpful. No, you're doing great. Now let's just go over this one more time. Two of you came into the room.
I had the key, so I'm the one who opened the door. We didn't turn the lights on or off.
Did he go over the window, draw the blinds?
No, we just started kissing right away.
And where were you standing?
I was here, by the bed.
And then what happened?
He started taking my clothes off.
The clothes you're wearing now?
Yeah, he pulled my shirt over my head and then my pants and then...
I need your belt.
Michelle undoes Kathy's belt with her gloves.
Miller, try the buckle.
A couple of prints look like hers. Hold it. I got a partial thumb.
It's not hers?
Checking. No. She's got inverse swirls. This print doesn't.
Upload it to CTU. Now, if we don't find this guy before he becomes symptomatic, we might be looking at an outbreak.
6:30. A man nervously straightens his clothes and hair, opens his front door, and quietly sneaks into his apartment in the early hours of the morning. As he crosses to the bathroom, a woman wakes from her bed and switches on her bedside lamp. He stares back at her, tired and sheepish.
Where have you been?
I had a client meeting. I told you that I wouldn't come home if it went too late.
That's right. Kind of wish you would have called. I was worried.
I didn't want to wake you up.
He retreats into the bathroom and, feeling unwell, steadies himself on the basin. As he checks himself in the mirror, blood begins to trickle from his nose. Chloe at her computer.
Jack, I think I'm getting something. Applying the last layer of keywords. It worked. We cracked the decryption. We have access to Saunders' bank account.
Go into the header. Tell me what address I've got on.
There's several across the country, one in Los Angeles.
An apartment downtown, 5 minutes from here.
How do we know the address is real?
Every time the money is moved, the bank confirms the physical location of that call. Saunders called in a transfer 45 minutes ago from that address.
All right, I'll call Chase. Tell him not to go in hard. Saunders can't see us coming. Good work. Great work. Thank you. Open it. Ryan, I think we found Saunders.
Through his bank account?
Yeah, 45 minutes ago, he made a call from an apartment not far from here. Chase is leading a strike team over there now.
Good, Jack. Thank God.
Ryan, we still need to go over to the train yard.
Now? What are you talking about?
We have to be in place before the deadline, just in case the strike team isn't successful.
But you said they know he was there 45 minutes ago.
Ryan, this is just a precaution. We have to do it until we have him in custody, you know that. Got a helicopter waiting for us over in the North Annex, but we should go now.
All right, Jack.
Okay.
Jack walks Chappelle out of his office and through the main concourse of CTU. On the way out towards the chopper, they pass Tony.
Be in touch as soon as we're airborne.
All right.
Mr. Chappelle, division call to confirm your 3 o'clock briefing. Is that still good?
Sure.
Kim watches as the two men walk forlornly out of the main door. 6:33. Palmer has a visit from his press secretary, Jerry Whitehorn.
Mr. President, Helen Stupin from the LA Times just called my office. She was asking about some kind of toxic accident at the Chandler Plaza Hotel and if it was connected to the Red Alert.
What exactly did she say?
Not much. She was fishing. Mr. President, I appreciate that you need to keep certain things from me, but this story will get out, and when it does, I'll need to have answers.
Jerry's right, David. Now, the sooner we bring him into the loop, the better he can handle the press. A weaponized virus was released into that hotel's ventilation system.
Oh my God. When will you go public with this?
Once we're sure that the virus has been contained and there's no longer a threat.
And how certain are you that it will be contained?
We're doing everything possible.
A despondent Jerry hurries back to his work. Wayne and Palmer exchange tense looks of exhaustion and exasperation. 6:34. Meanwhile, back at CTU, Jack and Chappelle open the rooftop door onto a glorious golden sunrise. They hasten towards the helicopter, closely pursued by Chase.
Tony said you're not coming with me to get Saunders.
That's right. You and Baker are heading up the strike team.
Wait, I don't understand. Saunders is the priority.
I've ordered Jack downtown to answer a few more questions.
You know what, Ryan? All you do is put obstacles in our way. We have a chance to get Saunders. We need our best people. And you tie us down with your bureaucratic BS.
Chase. Those are the orders.
Chase begins to realize.
What's going on, Jack?
Just take care of the strike team.
Chappelle jumps stoically, even impatiently, into the waiting helicopter. Jack follows him and takes up a commanding position in the pilot seat beside him. Chappelle nervously fiddles with his headphones and anxiously licks at his dried lips. The blades turn faster, and Chase watches as the helicopter rises into the air and flies majestically out of the cowering shadows towards the warmth of the rising Californian sun. A desperate, uncertain journey with no clear end in sight. Chase and Agent Baker arrive at Saunders' address in downtown Los Angeles. They leave their four-track parked beneath a flyway and hide behind a parked car. Chase observes the brick building and several armed guards through a small surveillance scope.
Any sign that he's in there?
I can't get a visual inside.
Chase scrutinizes the guards and carefully considers his attack plan. He takes his gun from his belt and fixes a silencer.
We got three men outside the building.
We can take him out with a sniper.
No, we can't do that. If we miss, Saunders will know we're here. I want to do this up close.
The building's out in the open. They'll see us coming from a block away.
That's why Saunders picked the place.
I don't see how we get to them before they can warn Saunders.
I do.
Saunders sits busy at his computer.
They're grounding flights from LAX.
Did all the couriers get out with their vows?
New York, Washington, San Francisco made it through. They're on their way. I rerouted Las Vegas. Our man is driving there now. But we missed Chicago and Cleveland.
Did you revise the casualty projections?
Of course. Here they
are. Just give me the number.
2 to 5 million dead within the first 48 hours.
Good enough.
So there is a chance that the outbreak will spread beyond the Americas.
We'll be fine, don't worry.
6:42. Tony and Adam at CTU.
Tony, we got results back on the fingerprint from the hotel.
What do you got?
If it had been a complete print, obviously there'd be only one true match. But because it's a partial, we get results from anyone whose fingerprints match that particular quadrant.
How many potential matches are we talking about?
The FBI database gave us almost 300 possibilities.
All right, look, upload those pictures of Michelle at the hotel. Have that woman go through them.
Tony, Ryan Chappelle on line 3.
Jack and Chappelle head for the train yard in the chopper.
Ryan?
What's taking Edmund so long? Has he even called in yet?
He's moving his strike team into position around Saunders' building right now.
What are they waiting for? Why haven't they gone in?
They're preparing a covert entry,
Ryan. It takes a little time.
Well, get on him, Tony. Get those men into that building.
Ryan, Chase is running this operation on the ground. He needs to make this call.
Ryan, Chase knows what's at stake here.
He's gonna go in when it's safe. Just try and relax.
Ryan, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, I'm hooking you up to the real-time comm feed.
Good.
Tony, I've got a visual on the train yard.
Copy that.
The CTU chopper hovers high above the sleeping rolling stock and silent painted engines. Jack takes great care to land between the flotsam of carriages and empty containers, setting down in an enclosed, secluded place with all the expert skill of a seasoned veteran. Chappelle looks anxiously around for signs of trouble, but sees nothing. Meanwhile, Chase and the team move in on the Saunders building. Baker drives out to a guard in a street sweeper's vehicle, while Chase walks along the pavement like an ice-cold hitman. They take out the three guards one by one in an act of mechanical precision. Everything seems to be running smoothly. As they move towards the main entrance, another four-track pulls up behind them and reverses up against the wall. Two more agents jump out, jump into the back of the vehicle, reach up for a ladder, and begin to climb the fire escape towards the roof. Chase and Baker storm the lobby and enter, unopposed. Their images flash across Saunders' surveillance monitor. By the time he returns to his computer and glances to check, they're long gone. Chase and Baker work upwards from their position at the bottom of the stairs, weeding out potential trouble as they go. The other two agents work downwards from the rooftop, while Saunders carries on at his desktop, oblivious to the approaching threat.
There's no one in the lobby. Baker and I are moving up the stairs. Graves and Martinez are coming down from the roof.
Grant and Martinez kick open the rooftop door, and brandishing their guns before them, work their way down the stairs towards Saunders, who sits sourly at his computer. On the landing, another guard takes an ineffectual, cursory look down the stairs. Seconds later, Chase appears unnoticed and unchallenged. Martinez jumps the guard from behind and drags his corpulent body out of sight.
The guard at the top of the stairs has been taken out. We're proceeding down the hall.
Chase and Baker move silently along the wooden floorboards of the hallway. Again, their image is caught on Saunders' surveillance monitor. Again, they are lucky as Saunders glances across just as they disappear from sight. At the far end of the corridor, Chase spots another guard.
We got one man by the door. Gonna have to move fast. My lead.
Chase kills him instantly. The two agents dash along the corridor, and Baker places a strip of high explosive around the door handle. Chappelle listens in trepidation in the grave-like quiet of the rail yard. Baker primes the explosive and from a safe distance throws the ignition switch. They force their way into a deserted room.
Clear!
No one's here.
In the center of the room stands communication equipment.
It's a switching node.
It's been relaying calls from this location. Damn it!
6:47. All of Chappelle's optimism turns to dread. He closes his eyes to shut out the horror of what must follow, but his fate is fixed. He knows he's going nowhere. He downs his headphones in defeat. Both stare blankly in numb disbelief. When Jack's phone rings, it rips through their stupor like a knife.
This is Bauer.
You underestimate me, Jack. Saunders, why are you doing this? Even if I told you, you wouldn't understand. Try me. Tell your people not to bother tracing that relay. I've already switched to another node.
Steven.
A van will be arriving shortly. Leave Chappelle's body with the driver. Do not attempt to follow the van. If you don't follow my directions, I will release the virus immediately.
A sweat of fear shrouds Chappelle's face. 6:48. End of part 3. Part 4. 6:52. Dr. Sunny Mesa enters the isolation temp with a heavy metal case. It contains small sachets of suicide pills. Bleeding figures cower behind cold plastic sheeting.
Can I have everyone's attention, please? These are the drugs Agent Dessler told you about earlier. Anyone who wants to exercise this option can step forward.
At first, no one dares to move. Eventually, an old couple shuffle forward, and Dr. Mesa hands them each a sachet. Then a hotel security worker numbly grasps the lethal handout. Michelle watches, emotionally exhausted.
Michelle.
Did you find a match?
Partial thumbprint gave us a few hundred possibles, which we narrowed down to a dozen men. We uploaded the pictures. Ms. McCartney's looking at him now.
That's not him. No. This one. I think that's him. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Find him.
6:54. William Cole wipes his sweating, ashen face.
Are you okay, William? Been in there for a while.
I have some kind of bug.
Do you want me to make some tea?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta go to the office. I have a staff meeting.
Okay.
Cole's wife catwalks away from the bathroom in her silken nightdress. Meanwhile, in the train yard, a black Ford van appears a short distance away from the languid helicopter. Jack immediately contacts Adam on his cell phone.
Kaufman.
This is Jack. Have you got satellite coverage on my position now?
Not yet, but I'll reposition.
There's a black van, no plates. I'm sure they're going to use countermeasures, but do everything you can to follow it.
Okay.
Jack climbs out of the helicopter cab and walks methodically round to the other side. He opens the door for Chappelle, who can hardly move at all.
My legs are shaking.
Gotcha.
He helps Chappelle out of the cab and leads him like a man to the scaffold some hundred or so yards to an isolated, desolate place between neat lines of weathered rolling stock.
Ryan, is there anyone you want to talk to?
You mean to say goodbye? I have a brother I haven't spoken to in years. I don't have that many friends. They're just the people at work. So, no. There's no one.
Sorry, Ryan. We gotta do this. Get on your knees.
There's no way around this, right, Jack? We don't have any outs here.
Not that I can see.
Wait. All right. Let me do this myself. At least give me the dignity of taking my own life. That's something you can do.
No, Ryan, I can't do that.
Yes, you can! You were right back at CTU to put me under watch. I wasn't going out for a cigarette. I was trying to bolt. But I know this has to happen.
I can't take that chance.
I'm giving you my word, Jack. I won't run. I swear. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't scared, but I'm not gonna run. I couldn't live with myself knowing I was responsible for the deaths of all those people. You gotta believe me.
Jack glances anxiously at the black van, then back to a tearful Ryan. He pauses a moment, then hands him the gun, content to forgo his executioner's role. Ryan readies himself. He looks Jack in the eye one last time and points the gun at his sweating temple, squeezing at the trigger as best he can. Jack reclaims his gun and stands behind the kneeling figure of Chappelle.
Sorry we let you down, Ryan.
He holds it close to Chappelle's head.
God forgive me.
His lifeless body flops to the ground. 7 a.m. The end.